Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
All right, today for Savage or Sensible, venting your frustration on a customer service representative.
No.
Breezy had a bit of an altercation with a Lowe's employee recently.
Yeah, so let's paint the scene, shall we?
Yeah.
A couple days ago, I talked about how I just got my Craigslist treadmill, and I threw a little bit of shade at all my friends who had pickup trucks who refused to help me.
Right. You had to go the route of renting a truck.
Yeah. I'm a strong, independent gal, so I said, screw it. I'll do it myself.
Sure.
And I made my way to Lowe's up in Greece.
Carry that treadmill on your back into that truck.
I made my way up to the Lowe's in Greece, and I proceeded to rent a truck. And I'd never rented a truck before, so I called ahead and asked, what do I need?
Sure,
what,
yeah.
You know, what
Smart.
Does this take?
Smart move on your part.
My firstborn child, a blood sample, a hair follicle, what have you.
Sure.
And they said, no, just bring your license and yourself, and you're good to go. So I get there. I'm just to paint the scene, I'm driving from Victor. So it's like it's a 35, 40
minute
thing.
Yeah.
And I get there, and turns out I need my car insurance card. Oh, I don't have my car insurance
Makes sense.
Card.
Okay.
And
is it currently in the rubble that is your current vehicle?
Yeah. Just it's not present at this moment. And I, like I said, driven all the way from Victor, and I was having a bit of a day, and I kind of lost it. I kind of flew off the handle, if you will.
The frustration's built.
At this Lowe's employee, and I caught an attitude with her.
Yeah.
Because I had plans. The Craigslist killer was waiting for me.
I had a
bunch of other people waiting for me, you know, to get this whole operation in motion, and my whole plan just completely went down the tubes. And
this was the
I
person
was
standing in your way.
Beside myself. Okay. And this woman had the audacity.
Oh, here we go.
To, you know, stand in my way. Naturally, I went back the next day because I'm not a quitter and I'm extremely stubborn and a tad obsessive. So I went back to the Lowe's the day after.
Brought what you needed that time.
And don't worry, don't you know, the same lady was...
Did she look at you and go...
Standing at the counter.
And go, oh, it's you.
She kind of did. And I was, you know, ready to rent the truck and I saw her. And look, I'm not a rude person. I think we all have our days.
In your defense, we all have bad days.
It wasn't a personal attack to this woman. It was just...
Probably felt the way to
the
her, but yeah.
Situation
sure.
as a whole.
Yeah.
I apologized to her. I told her I shouldn't have taken it out on her.
Okay.
She forgave me. I got my treadmill, ran a couple miles to get the anxiety and stress out. And now we're back. We're Gucci, baby. All is well.
But it does bring up this idea of, is it okay to vent your frustration on a customer service representative? Because I'll even get your back on this, Breeze. It's not like your frustration wasn't valid.
No.
You called ahead. They told you you need this and this. And then you got there and it was something else. Like, that's frustrating. And look, this happens all the time when you interact with companies and things like that where... You're upset about something, and you have a legit gripe. It's not just calling to complain.
Right. In the miscommunication, it seems so detrimental at the time because of all these things at stake, like I said. But in the grand scheme of...
It's not that big a deal, yeah.
It's not that big.
You got to take a breath, I think, is a good thing here. But is it savage or sensible to do that? Now, look, I've been accused a time or two of being anti-confrontational.
You never.
So it probably doesn't come as a shock that I'm not the type of person to flip my lid on customer service ever for anything. I don't know, Breeze. I think it's savage because I just can't get past the fact that the person I'm talking to, they have nothing to do with it aside from the fact that they work for this company. They're essentially a human shield, right? I'm not talking to the big boss that makes the rules. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to follow the rules. They're just trying to do their jobs. They don't want to be screamed at. They don't want to be yelled at. They don't want to have anyone cop attitude against them. Mm-hmm. And I can't get past that to complain. And honestly, sometimes it's to my detriment because there's drawbacks to that.
Right.
People that do flip out a little more tend to get
maybe compensated
more, right? If I have a legit complaint and I'm classically overly polite to them.
You are. And I don't know why, Corey. You don't,
because I know that it's not their fault.
I get that, but you kind of look like a doormat.
It's not being a doormat. It's having empathy for that person. If anything, it's out of pity. And look, if that's your job, you got to do what you got to do to pay your bills and feed your family. But from my side of things, to look at it that way, that's a tough job. Like, actually, I give you a ton of credit as well for being able to put up with that, because just having people scream at you all day sounds like the worst thing ever.
I don't want to
do that to somebody.
I have to go sensible on this because A, I did it, and B,
well, yeah, there's that.
I just feel like emotions run high, and sometimes you just can't control your emotions.
Yeah, well,
I am a passionate person, okay?
I am on certain things as well, but there's perspective that needs to be taken into account as well.
And, you know, I like to pride myself on, I can admit when I'm wrong, and, you know, my dad does this all the time. He yells at all the, and I genuinely do feel bad for them. If you have an understanding, sure, you cop an attitude, but if you, by the end of the service call, the end of the visit, what have you, kind of tell them, hey, listen, Sally, I get it. You're just doing your job.
Sure.
That line.
They're not trying to screw you over.
Right.
Unless there's some vindictive customer service reps out there who are like, you know what? No, I'm actually trying to screw you over because I just yelled at
all. But you make a good point. The squeakiest wheel gets the oil.
Unfortunately, that's sad.
And for that, I'm just saying you need to be able to hold your own in a customer service situation. I don't think it's savage because you're going to make moves. You're going to make waves and you're going to move the needle at some point and you're eventually going to get what you want. So, I mean, sensible in my
eyes. Well, there's the joke, the Karen who always talks to, I want to talk to your manager. Like,
with
that's
the
like
haircut,
a meme at this point, right? But those people get what they want. So there is that. Still, I can't, I have to say savage. But let's see what you think. 222-9800. Good morning. You want to jump in for Savage or Sensible? Emily on the phone with us right now. Hi there.
Good morning.
What do you think? So, Savage or Sensible to vent your frustrations to a customer service representative?
So I work at Tim Hortons, and it was like 6 o'clock yesterday morning, okay. And it was just me and another worker. And, you know, we got the drive-thru and the front counter to work on. And, you know, we were bored around 5 o'clock. I'm like, where's all the customers? And boom. Drive-thru, front counter.
Just slammed.
Lamb blasted,
and this
if you will.
Lady had the audacity to budge in front of this other gentleman.
Oh, no.
Dear.
And then I took his order, and he needed a sandwich to be made, okay? I took her order next. I said, all right, hold on 1 second, sir. I'll make your sandwich. She goes, I was here first.
Oh, it copped you some attitude.
Mm. Yep, and she goes, all I want is 4 muffins and 4 bagels. And I'm like, oh my God, lady, it is 6 o'clock in the morning.
They always sound like that too, by the way. Yeah.
Emily, you shouldn't have said anything like, where's the customers? Because the second you say that,
put it in the
honey,
universe.
Yeah.
I said that to my coworker. I was like, well, this is what I get for wanting the customer.
Yeah, but still, that's even a worse idea for this woman, though, because you handle her food. Like, major rule in life.
Right.
Don't screw with people that handle your food or your finances.
Corey's life hack of the day. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't do anything to her food.
But sure,
she clearly
but still.
Saw that I was the only person able to do front counter and make her darn sandwiches. And then she wanted cream cheese in a separate container.
Of course she did, yes.
Like,
why
can you go to the
she?
Store and buy some cream cheese?
Karen? Right.
Oh, classic. So I'm guessing by the tone of your voice, Emily, and the frustration that you
it's
are
sensible.
Venting, you're going to... Oh, you're going to say...
It's sensible,
You think it's sensible?
Oh, really? Would you do this, Emily?
I totally would have been her, though.
Really?
Okay.
Wow, plot twist.
It's funny, though, because
plot
you work
twist.
In that industry, so...
But
you know,
come on, like...
I expect it, honestly.
There's no reason... That's sad. That's sad to me. There's no reason for her to be rude to you. There's absolutely zero reason for that.
Let me tell you another story.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Story time with Emily on the phone right now for today's Savage or Sensible. Go ahead.
So I used to work at McDonald's, and I love fast food. You know, anybody who knows me knows that I love fast food.
Okay.
Sure.
So I go to McDonald's fairly every day.
Oh my gosh.
And I know what I want when I pull up to that order taker.
You've got the go-to order. Okay.
My daughter
number
loves
for me, by
nuggets.
The way, number two, plain, large with Sprite, please.
Yeah. Yeah.
My daughter loves chicken nuggets. It was about 10:45, and they were like, oh, lunch doesn't start till 11. All right, no problem. We were like, all right, we'll just go drive around, and we'll come back. We came back at 10:59. She goes, it's not lunchtime yet. I'm like, listen, I've worked at McDonald's before.
Oh, my goodness.
You can ring
You're
in
like,
at 10:59,
okay?
It's 1 minute to 11. You can ring in my nuggets because I know you have them
there. All I know is I never want Emily to be mad at us for any reason whatsoever and call the show because you're actually kind of frightening me a little bit here.
No. I mean, I want my food.
Okay. All right. So,
I mean, valid point.
It's interesting because you have it from both sides and you are saying sensible. Okay.
Exactly.
Emily, thanks for checking and have a great weekend, okay?
You too, guys.
Bye. All right. Okay. A bunch of the calls on the line right now at 222-9800. Tracy from Brockport, Savage or Sensible, venting your frustration on a customer service representative.
I'm going to say Savage. I worked in retail for almost a year, and it takes quite a bit of a toll on you when you're yelled at all day.
Okay. Absolutely. I feel you on that. Also, former retail employee over here.
And he works with me, so it just makes sense.
A lot of abuse, that's for sure. I mean, here's the thing. Does that really did it ever motivate you when they were like that? I always felt like when I was on that side of things, it made me want to help them less because they're just being a jerk to be a jerk.
Yeah, it kind of just made me not want to help them anymore because they were just going to yell at you the entire time.
All right, so we got a savage vote from Tracy. Thanks for calling and have a great weekend.
You too.
Julie from Penfield, checking in for Savage or Sensible, venting your frustration on a customer service representative.
Julie, what do you think, Jules?
Yeah, what do you think?
It's absolutely Savage.
Okay.
Because a lot of times what you get, and this is just my instance, you get people who have emotional problems that walk the mall. When I used to work at the mall a long time ago, and they take it out on you.
Sure, that's so that's kind of like redirecting their anger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
projecting, I believe, is the psychological term.
Not want to leave the house anymore.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, yeah. See, that's the thing, Breezy. That's why I say it's savage because I hear it in your voice. Like that weighs on you. That happening to you every day. I feel so bad.
Yeah, it does because then you start to think, oh my God, you know, people are all going crazy. I don't want to be out here.
Well, we're products of our environments. And if you're constantly just engulfed by negative energy, then like that's going to affect you. It simply is.
Jules, I'm not crazy, I don't think.
No, you definitely are. You're not a monster, but you're crazy.
Sometimes you have to step back, take a breath, and look at the big picture before you lose your stuff.
Totally, yeah. All right, Julie, thanks for calling in.
Yep, bye.
Andrea from Dansville. All right, our last caller here for today, Savage or Sensible. Venting your frustration on a customer service representative. What do you think?
I'm going to have to go with Sensible because you guys have probably never had to call Frontier Internet Service.
Oh, boy. All right. Shots fired.
Direct.
But I've had to deal with communications companies before, and I've had legitimate gripes. I just can't bring myself to vent on that person. It's not their fault. They're just doing their job.
I can't ever get through a phone call with these people without actually having to scream profanities at these people.
Really? That's the only method that works.
I'm not kidding you. And I feel bad at the end of the phone call, but the last time was the worst it's ever been. I literally screamed at these people when they told me that everything in my house was the problem and not the internet. And
oh, goodness.
Four cell phones were all the problem. And I had to call all of my TV providers and my cell phone providers to fix it because their internet could not be the problem.
Oh, goodness.
So God.
So sensible because for you guys, I pay you every month and you're not going to fix my internet.
Sure.
So I told them I was not paying them and they were going to fix my internet. And it's still hasn't actually done
just
anything,
laying down the hammer.
I still haven't paid them.
Yeah, no, I don't. I couldn't do that. I don't have the stomach for it. But you say sensible.
I lost my mind. I told him very mean things, and after I asked him to just transfer me to his supervisor, he told me he didn't have a supervisor.
Oh goodness. Oh,
I hung up on him and called back and talked to somebody else.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Okay. I'm a little, I'm more scared. I live in a more frightening world today after talking about this Savage or Sensible. I don't want any of the people calling in being mad at me. Seems like you guys can really lay into Landis and people.
Corey just starts shedding tears
right,
in the
seriously.
Studio.
Oh, I would
can
not
see it now.
I would not last a second as a customer service rep. Are you kidding me? That would
no
be
shot.
Awful. All right. Hey, thanks for calling, and you have a great weekend.
See you today.
Bye. I just imagine going home every day and just being in the fetal position. It's
you don't do
rocking.
That already?
Depends on the day, actually. Let's go to the poll at 98pxly.com. Thank you for all the votes there. You can always vote for Savage or Sensible. Today, venting your frustration on a customer service representative. Close today, Breeze. 56% of the people weighing in saying that it is...
Savagery.
Okay. You that said was you, really close.
You said you did feel bad.
I felt bad and I did apologize, but I would do it all over again.
Of course you would.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.